And we're live. We're live.
Yeah, shit, there it is. There it is. Jamie motherfucking Noguchi.
Oh, Brandon Bagow Chalmers. Sure. I am stuffy, so I will be sneezing and shit. I will be.
Oh.
If I turn my head to the side, just like Tazon Day, I do that to take a breath.
All up in that microphone. What people love on podcasts, sniffling, sneezing, and eating. That's what I know.
Sneezy ASMR. That's what this episode's going to be.
Just a slow-mo sneeze.
All right, Brandon Chalmers. This is the fucking Do It cast. We are part of Hard Knock Media. That's NOC, Nerds of Color, hardknockmedia.com. We are part of the Hard Knock Media podcasting network coming to you from the Nerds of Color. I'm still fucking excited that we're part of the thing. Like, I don't know. We started this just because we needed more hobbies. And
really, we started this as an excuse for you and I to actually talk every once in a while.
Yeah.
Because that's how – this is the reality of podcasts now is when two adults want to still be friends, you start a podcast.
True.
Yeah.
And because, you know, we didn't have enough – like side shit going on. We just needed to add to the pile. So that's great.
Of course.
Brandon Chalmers.
Sir.
What have you been geeking out on? I don't know why I'm wearing my art glove right now.
Yeah, I don't know why you're wearing your art glove either. Anyway, I'm on vacation. So it's a lot of work. Anyway, so that's kind of what I've been up to. So what have I been geeking out about? Getting shit done. That nice. To-do list.
Nice.
So if, as I mention on every podcast, if you follow me on Instagram, @thatguychalmers, you'll see all my Instagram stories. I have been kicking the shit out of my yard. I made a parking pad, made a compost ring for a bunch of all the yard refuse, went and laid down a bunch of extra stone for my dry creek bed, and then buried a bunch of pavers to try and make a sidewalk.
Nice.
So I have been hot and sweaty and sunburnt, and it is a thing. And I am feeling rather accomplished, and it's only fucking Tuesday. That's, at least when we record this, it's only Tuesday.
That's awesome. What are you doing Thursday? Because I have a photo gig.
I am going to chill out at home and not do anything.
All right. Well, then
yeah.
Then you're not coming to the gig.
Whatever you've got planned, no. I think I'm gonna – yeah. If only because you asked me that way. There was no like, hey, man – so I need help with it. That sounds like this could be a thing.
Well, no, I mean, it's
okay.
Yeah. No, I asked just cause I didn't know if you were available on Thursday or not. It's not because like, I hate this. No, I'm actually looking forward to it, but I just wanted to know if you were.
Yeah. We'll see. The idea is to tackle a house project, one project a day. So
nice.
Tomorrow is going to be a longstanding wall that is in my house that the paint just started peeling off of because it's a firewall that I share with the house next door.
Can't break the wall down?
No, I cannot Chris Jericho that wall. Aww. I cannot do that. and then Thursday, I might paint the bedroom. I may just give up on all projects whatsoever and day drink. I'm not really clear what's going on.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, if you feel like shooting some stuff, let me know.
Okay.
But that's awesome. No.
Okay. Yes. Anyway, Jamie Noguchi, what have you been geeking out about?
So I'm back on that Destiny bullshit. I know. It's terrible.
Jamie, why do you do this?
Well,
is it because of your close family connection to this?
Kind of, but also like there are people to play with now. Like Andrew and Nadia, I met Nadia this year at Comic-Con, but Andrew and Nadia, they play Destiny. They have a bunch of friends that they play with. And they have, they almost have enough people for a raid. Raiding is awesome. But they're
is it?
I enjoy it.
Because I've never found raiding to be awesome. I found it to be a complex level of bullshit where I should be able to throw grenades at things and then watch them blow up. But instead, I have to do invisible math.
I think we just need to find the right raid. Like, the Crota raid in Destiny 1 is perfect because all you do is go that way and you shoot stuff.
Okay, I'm down with that. That sounds fun. Let's do that more.
Yeah. So, but they're people to play with, which makes everything, everything fun. And at the end of the month, they're doing this cross save thing. So if you have friends that are on PC, if you have friends that are on Xbox, if you have friends that are on, PS4, they can now play on the same system. So you can, you have one universal save. So you could bring your character over to PC, you can bring your character over to PS4, all that kind of stuff. So we have a few we have a few friends that play only on PC. So now we can play with them.
Okay. So is this one of those like we can play with them, or is this a, hey, if you want to buy Destiny for another platform, you can port your stuff over so that you don't have to start over yet? Is that what that is?
I don't know, actually. I'm unclear.
Because a cross save sounds like you can import your save to another form of Destiny. It doesn't sound like you can cross platform in between the two. So it's not like the PlayStation players can start playing in real time with the PC players.
Oh,
it's,
yeah, yeah. No, no. They have to have that platform. Yeah,
so if I wanted to take my PlayStation version of my character, pay for an Xbox version, I don't have to start over.
Right.
Thanks.
Well, also, I think it becomes free to play in September or something like that. When the new version comes out, it's going to be free, so you can play with whoever.
I'm good. I'm tapping out. I'm tapping. I'm out. It's Borderlands, or I just let the dust form upon my PS4 and accept that maybe video games aren't for me anymore. I don't know. Like,
well, we have to play Borderlands because
I am definitely playing Borderlands. Yeah. I will ignore all other video games after that point because it's the last platform of video games that I've actually enjoyed.
Yeah.
And I can't do any more of the grinding shit with fucking I can't do it anymore with Destiny.
Yeah. And the only reason I'm doing it this time, besides that there are people to play with, is that like you get a shirt. And I know this is a dumb reason to do
Jamie.
It. But you get a shirt. but Borderlands, I'm definitely joining you for that because my girl Zara is one of the new characters.
Yes.
And I don't know how Borderlands works. Like, I don't know if you get to choose the new characters or if you get to hang out with the new characters.
Usually, in most of them, you get four characters to choose from. You can customize those characters to a point, mostly like color schemes and faces and stuff like that. But then the idea is you encounter the other characters through the game, through storyline, more than anything else.
Okay.
So there's a better than average chance that she is a character that you encounter through storyline. Mm. However, you will sometimes work cooperatively with the computer player, or they will just pop up and throw one-liners out, or you can literally just stand next to them for a while until they get annoyed at you and they start shouting at you. Yeah.
Yeah. I kind of want to hear like if Zara had to record griefing lines, like
I'm sure
what her grief lines are, just like, what the fuck are you doing? Like,
yes, the game does not play around with that sort of stuff. It's outstanding that way. Every version has been that way.
Oh my god, I'm so excited. So I'm looking forward to that. Even though I'm back on Destiny bullshit.
Anyway, all right, Jamie Noguchi.
So last week, you and I went on an away mission to see perhaps the greatest cinematic achievement of 2019. Forget Endgame. Forget Far From Home. Forget Star Wars. You and I experienced Hobbs and Shaw, a Fast and Furious experience in the theater with a bunch of friends.
Yes.
Which is the only way to experience these movies.
Yes, absolutely.
So I figure we would do sort of like give our thoughts, give a review. If general thoughts first off, and then like if there were things that you thought needed to be fixing, how we could unfuck this.
So essentially this is a Hobbs and Shaw spoiler cast, by the way.
Oh, sure. I mean, well, really, if you've seen the trailer, you know how the movie's going to turn out.
There are zero
twists, except for like the celebrity cameos, but there are zero surprises in this film.
Okay. All right. All right.
So generally, Brandon Chalmers, how did you find your experience?
It was a hell of a lot of fun. It was a hell of a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I will ask the question. It is a Fast and Furious Presents, right?
Sure.
Okay. Am I the only one who didn't really feel like this was a Fast and Furious movie? Like, if you told me that the movie title wasn't Hobbs and Shaw, but Dwayne and Statham, would any of us really fight that? Because the Hobbs that we met in this movie is not the one chasing Vin Diesel through Bogota.
No. No.
Or Rio or wherever the hell they were.
No.
It's not the same Statham that quite possibly killed Han, justice for Han.
Justice for Han.
So this is what I'm saying is those guys weren't the ones we saw.
No. You're right. This movie, it felt like
Django and Cash.
Yeah.
It is the perfect 80s buddy action movie. And I miss those.
Yes.
Please know, it is not a complaint on my end. I fucking love buddy cop movies.
Yeah, this is a buddy cop movie.
So that's what I'm getting at is I need more buddy cop movies. I need more Tango and Cashes. I need more Lethal Weapons. Like, if this ends up becoming almost a Lethal Weapon style franchise with the two of them, ooh, I'm all about that life.
Uh-huh.
I'm all about that life. So I don't know. Like, that's where my head is it was a hell of a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And it cracked me the fuck up. And how fast and loose, you okay? Hazel! Hi, Hazel. Okay.
Someone's supposed to be
Ladies
in
and
bed.
Gentlemen, Hazel. All right. Anyway, was a hell of a lot of fun, and it was a great action movie, but it wasn't a Fast and Furious movie, and it was barely a Hobbs and Shaw movie.
It felt separate. It felt like caricatures of their characters.
Well, because like it really felt like that opening sequence with Dwayne.
Yeah.
The same guy who wears a Motley Crue tank top to the gym and pumping the iron and everything else like that, then wore the jean jacket through, beat the crap out of everybody, doubling fisting tequila shots, barely making them into his mouth. That is not the same guy that showed up to hunt Vin Diesel not once, not twice, but thrice.
Yeah.
That is not that guy.
Yeah, that guy
is not the guy that showed up to go take down the first Shaw brother. Like, right. It ain't that guy.
And if it is that guy, there needs to be a transition. Like, we need to see him getting tired of the hunt and saying, fine, look, I'm taking a break. I'm doing my own thing. I have a family. This is too much. I'm taking a break. I'm stepping away. This is my new normal. And then maybe he's that guy.
Right. There was maybe a little bit of that guy toward the end when he was explaining to the rest of his family, you know, him leaving and why he left. Like, that button down guy is the same guy.
Yeah.
The one that we saw? No. No, 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 no. No. No, that's not the same dude.
Yeah. And I felt...
At least not that fast of a transformation. Unless you tell me that the Fast and Furious movies are like that there is a decade between Fast Five and the new one. Fuck, wait, is there a decade between those movies?
Wikipedia.
Fuck, hang on, wait. Yeah, hang on. Are you on this?
There might be, let's see, shit.
Jesus Christ, there's a decade between these two.
Oh my God. Oof.
I'm going to be so, I don't know, there can't be.
I don't know.
No, the first one came out in 2000. I mean, the first one came out in 2001, so maybe. I don't know. Are you on this? Are you doing this?
No, I didn't.
Who's doing this?
You should do it. The other thing is, like the Shaw we saw in this movie is not the Shaw that we've seen in the previous films. Like,
right.
He's not.
Yeah, 2011.
Oof. That's 8 years.
So, I mean, it's close, yeah. But I don't know, man. Like, doesn't feel like the same dude.
Yeah.
To me.
Yeah.
Like,
Hobbs doesn't feel the same for sure. And Shaw does not feel like the same guy.
Shaw feels very similar to the same guy that was in the most recent one.
Right.
Him making the yuck, saving the baby, that felt like relatively the same dude.
Yeah.
But Statham's the same guy in everything.
That's true.
Statham's whole character line, like, hell, he even made an Italian Job reference in that fucking movie.
I like that part.
Right, but like Statham's in the entirety of Statham's acting career and every character that he ever has is saying six words faster than any other human in the world. Do you know what I mean? It's just that's all he does, and then does a lot of kicks and shit like that, and then he gets more lines as the world goes. Like him in Transporter is the exact same thing as him in the Italian Job is the exact same thing as him in, like, I don't know, Snatch, other than him talking about the Germans, which is a fucking lovely movie if you haven't seen it. It's one of Guy Ritchie's best.
Yeah, it's really fun.
He's the same guy in everything. And really, Dwayne is just varying degrees of angry and concerned. Right. Yeah. Right, because it's the same vein of like Walking Tall and San Andreas. It's the same level of like concerned and angry, like my family, and like when you get to like Hobbs, it's almost like other guys level ridiculous.
Yeah,
we're like, I'm the super thick ass dude who's gonna come here and Van Damme your door down. Hang tight, ladies. Like, it's like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah, like the scene with him walking on the airplane, be like. Hi.
That makes sense because that is more Dwayne Johnson than anything else.
Oh, sure, like, but that's
you
not.
You can tell this was a Dwayne Johnson movie.
Yeah.
Him tying in his cheat days, him making awful fucking wrestling style pun ass jokes.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Like, Mike Oxmall? Jesus Christ. Like, that's a Vince McMahon joke, is what that is.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree. Like, looking at it in the continuity of the Fast and Furious movies, like, Tokyo Drift stands out, but at least it's cars. And then this one will stand out because these aren't the same characters. And there's very...
This is a whole new franchise. Please understand, this is the beginning of a whole new franchise.
Yeah, and there's very little that ties this to the previous films. Unless the voice in the box turns out to be Charlize Theron, which would be cool, but
I can see that, yeah.
But okay, so it was not a Fast and Furious movie.
If I had a gripe of it, that's my gripe. Mm-hmm. Not that it was bad, not that it wasn't enjoyable or anything else like that. Like, I can argue about how ridiculously loose they play with physics, logic, reason, writing, and I don't know, math, just for funsies. But it was a hell of a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was an enjoyable. It was a enjoyable movie. What did you think? Well, so what did you think overall? Besides the fact that it's not a Fast and Furious, is this a movie that you would recommend for people to go check out?
This is a movie that I would recommend that you have to watch with someone else.
Yeah.
And there probably should be alcohol involved if you're too, if you're both uptight. Like, yeah, you need a fun friend. Like, of your friend group, ask yourself the question, who would go see Monster Trucks? That's the person you go see that movie with.
Yeah.
If it's you, go get a boring friend and take them with. It's your responsibility.
You have a moral responsibility to introduce them to the buddy cop movies, 80s style, updated for the 2000s.
Yes, as someone who has tried to drag their friends to Monster Trucks in my 30s, yes, it is my moral responsibility to drag others who have not seen this movie to go see this dumb shit for the dumb shit that it is. It is unnecessary. It is ridiculous. It is over the top. It's full man candy. Yeah. And it should be enjoyed with a group of people.
Yes, for fucking sure. For sure.
Yes. Yeah, because I couldn't imagine sitting through this thing. Like, I'm going to single him out, but I know he's not going to listen, so it won't matter. I can see Michael Bracco sitting down to watch this movie, because we've raved about it up until this point.
Yeah,
yeah. Sitting down and getting the first 10 minutes in and going, this is fucking stupid. Why am I watching this? And he's missing the point.
Yeah. And even if you get him drunk, he would still be like that.
Right, but if you got him with the rest of us,
yeah,
he'd have a great time,
yeah,
because it would be playing fast and loose with everything. He'd be in a better mindset.
Yeah.
This, you know what this is? This is the barometer of whether or not your friends are too uptight to hang out.
For sure.
That's it. That's it. This is my new bar. Did you like Hobbs and Shaw? I thought it was fucking stupid. Done talking to you. That's how this is working.
Over. Goodbye, sir.
And we're done. Goodbye. And we're done. That's, yeah.
How can you hate on this film when it gave us black motherfucking Superman?
Oh, that part's easy. Because in a movie that has a one Dwayne Johnson, when Terry Crews is available, you went with Idris Elba. Like, I have issues with some of this. Idris is great.
Yeah.
We didn't need him. He didn't really add anything to it. Mm. Like, the movie's fucking ridiculous.
Right.
We didn't need his acting chops. We genuinely didn't.
Do you think he was too good?
I think he is too top level in act. Like, here's what I'm getting at.
Okay.
If Idris Elba's character was played by other people, it would change the tone of the movie.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. Yes.
If it was played by Kevin Hart, we'd never buy it.
No.
We'd be laughing hysterically at it.
It would be a comedy. It would be like a straight up comedy. Right.
But it was a fucking comedy, and let's not pretend.
For sure.
Right. If it was played by, what the fuck is his name from? Omar from The Wire, who I always forget his fucking name. Anyway, yeah. If it was played by him, it would be super fucking serious. And that last scene with Dwayne, like, hanging out, looking over this magnificent vista, having a beer before everything happens, and, like, that ridiculous shit where I literally could not control. It's supposed to be a serious, like, respective moment there.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
it felt like the entrance to the fucking Transformers movie. Like, I fully expected Linkin Park to start playing in the background of that shit and this to be a Michael Bay film.
There were, like, 5 drone shots in the space of 2 minutes. Like, sweep this way, sweep this way,
yes,
sweep
yes,
this yeah, way, sweep yes, around this yeah, way.
Yeah.
Walk up with Jason Statham, your boyfriend, sweep this way, and then walk up with Vanessa Kirby, your girlfriend, sweep this way. It was just like, whoa.
100%. Yeah, it was the best timeshare video of Samoa I've ever seen. Like, I'm in. I'll buy a condo. The place is gorgeous.
So you think Idris wasn't?
I think he was unnecessary.
He didn't fit, or it was too much. Too much good stuff.
I think it's too much. Like, it's the same problem I have with the first Fast movie when I show it to other people. It's too fucking serious for its own good.
Yeah.
Like, you can't have Ja Rule shouting Monica and Minaj in the same sense me caring about Brian being a cop in the most fucking, like, Point Break, I am an FBI agent Keanu Reeves moment that we've had in the year of our Lord 2001. That's what that is. Like, it's what it is. It's literally him going, Mia, don't you understand? I'm an FBI agent. And then smash cut to Keanu yelling at his fucking girlfriend about Patrick Swayze going, I'm an FBI agent. It's like, it's the same. Fuck. You know, I just realized it's the same movie.
It is Point Break. It is Point Break with cars.
How have I never done this math before? It's fucking Point Break.
And this is Tango and Cash.
Brian O'Connor is Johnny Utah. Like, this is what's happening, right? God damn it.
And this is Tango and Cash.
It is Tango and Cash.
This is basically Tango and Cash with minorities. Why
is it everything that's old is new again? And even though I thought we got some semi-original shit, it's really just rehash. God damn it.
It's Tango and Cash, man.
Son of a bitch.
With a haka. We got a haka on screen.
Hooray, we got a haka. And watching you once again do the math of the word oos being brother and you doing the math of WWE superstars, the Uso brothers being the brother brothers.
I turned to Marty and he looked at me and we both just started cracking up.
I'm like,
Oh my God.
I did find it funny that as we were leaving the theater, I got asked by a friend, like, what was your complaint? And I was like, they didn't say the word family enough.
That was my complaint.
And
then
she immediately asked you, like, pivot from me to you. And immediately, the first thing out of her mouth is, I didn't say family enough. And watching her brain just fucking melt.
They even had a perfect punctuation moment at the end where The Rock is speechifying and giving his whole thing. And he ends on, like, teamwork or some weak sauce like that instead of family.
Yes. Yeah.
I mean, and his Samoan family is in the movie. He has family.
But what is most important above all else is the teamwork between he and Jason Statham.
Teamwork.
Jamie, how do you make a dream work?
The teamwork.
Yeah, you do.
Or you get a bunch of people and you make the teamwork.
Yeah, no. I mean, that's how you make dream works is with a bunch of artists that you're probably underpaying. And
yeah. That's what I was thinking. No,
just the dream work in the single.
One dream work.
Uno dream work is with teamwork. That's how this works.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't understand that what bothers me actually about that, like, that last fight scene is, and this is going to be me showing a side of me I haven't done before, I'm pretty sure that's a rehash of an old Dragon Ball episode. Because I'm 99% sure I've seen. Yeah, I think that's how they defeated Cell. I think that was Vegeta and Goku, and I think it was one of those things where he was learning the moves, and then one of them had to take the hit so the other one can punch the guy in the face.
If I let him punch me, then you can punch him.
Yeah, if you're a weeb and you know I'm right, do me a favor, and if you could just @send Ted Cruz on Twitter and just let him know that I'm right, that'd be great. I won't read it. He'll be real fucking confused, but I'll be really happy about it.
I bet Matt would know, because he watches a lot of Dragon Ball Z.
Probably. I'm sure I've got somebody on speed dial who could answer this question. I don't want to talk to them, but I'm pretty sure I do.
Yeah. Yeah, and like them verbalizing, he can't pay attention to both of us at the same time. If I take a hit, then you can take a hit. Blah 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 blah. God,
I really hope I'm right, because at some point along the way, someone's gonna take that footage of that last fight scene and they're gonna dub in the audio from the U.S. version of fucking DBZ, and you're gonna hear Statham yell at Dwayne and call him Kakarot. I'm gonna fucking lose my shit.
Kakarot.
Right.
Man, that's
now that I've ruined everything.
That's hysterical. I agree with everything you're saying. I did not. The one thing that I did not expect is I did not expect to get choked up. I did not expect to have feelings in this film.
What? Oh, hang on. You walked into a Hobbs and Shaw movie and you caught feelings?
I did. And it's the one scene, they're in Samoa and they're at the dinner table and The Rock is arguing with his brother and blah 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 and then the rest of the family starts arguing and Mom slams her hand on the table. She gets up and she's like, you know, this is your brother, this is family. Give him the shirt off our back, we give him the food off our table, you know, it's like, you know, this is what we do. And that I started getting choked up. And then she lifts up her sandal and he says, like, if anyone has a complaint, I have a sandal here, it'll beat the shit out of you, or whatever she says.
Right, but hang on a second. We went from a touching moment to suddenly she's the lady in Kung Fu Hustle. Like, yeah. Like, she's just immediately thrown with a flip-flop.
Yeah. But, I mean, that whole sequence, that got me. Like, her speech about, like, when she started saying, like, the shirt off our back, we give it to him. The food off our table, we give it to him. And I was like, I don't know why I'm getting choked up, but this is getting me.
Yeah.
And I didn't expect that in this movie because I was just like, this is, you could tell, like, this movie was made by their producers, like, all the deals that they had to make about, like, I can only get punched this many times, or I can only lose this many times, and all that kind of stuff. And I didn't expect any of it to connect with me on a deeper level.
One, that's probably why you were only allowed to say family but so many times, probably contractual obligation. And two, that's why that last fight scene was all in slow motion, because they can only get actually punched in the face but so many times. Right. So they're going to slow those down and have them do the most ridiculous. Yeah. Well, yeah. Yeah. A lot of that, like, turn half jaw, spit tooth, slow mo into camera. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sure that was originally designed to be shot in 3D.
Yeah. I'm sure the 3D cut of this is nuts.
Is there a 3D version of this?
I don't know. I didn't look up 3D showings when I bought the tickets because I was like,
okay,
we don't need to subject our friends to that.
Yeah, seriously.
In terms of new additions to the cast, the only other major one was Vanessa Kirby. Besides Idris Elba, Vanessa Kirby, the new girl. I haven't seen her in anything. I think she was in the Mission Impossible movie.
Okay.
What'd you think about her?
She was good. Yeah, I enjoyed her.
Yeah, I liked that it didn't seem like her contract made any demands and, like, I need to be in all these scenes and blah, 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 blah. It just seemed like she was there to do the work and, you know.
I think she was very good through everything. She was a strong character. I'm behind it all the way. Are we actually spoiling some things here?
Sure, I don't care. Yeah.
Okay, so I really hope that Ryan Reynolds is the new villain.
Ooh.
And I'm really looking forward to seeing more Kevin Hart things just randomly. Because, and by the way, if I was Tyrese, I'd be fucking livid. Because Tyrese just lost his job.
Yeah.
Because Kevin Hart just did a better Tyrese than Tyrese did.
For sure. For sure.
Yeah.
Because they're going to do a Tej and Kevin Hart movie.
All about that life. I am about that life.
Before they make a Tej and Roman movie, because Kevin Hart was, he had like two scenes and he was great.
Yeah, he was outstanding in it. Yeah, I really hope that there's some sort of like hidden scene or something like that in the next one that has Luda in it, where he's on like a domestic flight, but he's in first class or something like that. And he says something and Kevin Hart gets up and the two of them are like, hey, man, how you been? Where you been at? And just you find out everyone's connected.
Yeah. Because it's all family.
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 Teamwork. But yeah. And yeah, I'm about that life.
Yeah.
Yeah. By the way, the statement, the reason, and this is going to be me super fantasy booking this. The reason I make that mention about Ryan Reynolds, remember the line about stabbing somebody with a brick?
Yes.
Yeah. You want to know why it's really easy to stab somebody with a brick? Because you're a goddamn robot. Oh, there it is. There it is. Not only is it a catchphrase in the beginning of this podcast, but there it is. Yep. Ryan Reynolds with the dumb side-by-side Samoan tattoo will be fist fighting a one Dwayne Johnson in the next movie.
as a robot because he's a secret.
As Android 18, he will be fighting in the next one. This is a Dragon Ball movie.
On the next episode of Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah, this is what we're doing.
On the next episode of Hobbs and Shaw.
Yep. You know, honestly, if somebody just wants to do that, where they just take old Dragon Ball episodes and then still frames of Jason Statham and Dwayne Johnson's head and just superimpose them over top of them.
That's like, this movie.
It can even be South Park style, where you just split the paper and you just let the heads bounce around. I'm good with all that.
Kakarot.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm good with all of that.
Yeah, so...
You make Vin Diesel Piccolo, it'll be great.
Oh, God. So I haven't been following Fast 9 news. I think Marty would know more about this stuff. Dan might know more about this stuff. But no. Like, I mean, I know they're working on the next one.
I don't know who's involved in it. I don't care who's involved with it. You know my policy about upcoming movies. Until it's a thing, it's not a real thing.
Yeah. Is it gonna be difficult for you to get back into the mindset to come back to the original team?
They're still going to play fast and loose with physics. It's still going to be fucking ridiculous. You know, honestly, at this point, I just want to start making ridiculous requests for cast members. Like, can we get John Goodman? Is that a thing we can get? Fuck it. Like, we find out that John Goodman's actually Brian's father.
Oh, my God.
I never knew my dad when he talked about the whole fucking thing of his dad being a throwaway, and then come to find out his dad's like some sort of super spy that we didn't know about. And the reason that he didn't know him is because he's been slowly working in the background to go take down Charlize Theron's character the entire time.
Oh, I'm there. Yeah, that'll be great.
What's your name? Brian O'Connor, Senior. What? Right, yeah. Goodman with that good hair.
Yeah, I like it. Really, really what I want Fast 9 to be about is all about Han and bringing Han back.
Yeah, yeah. Actually, if we could find out that Han is actually the main villain, that'd be great, too.
Oh, that would be good, too. Yeah, the robot voice.
Yeah.
Han is the robot.
The reason he's been trying to take down Shaw the entire time is because he tried to kill him in Tokyo.
Ooh. Okay. I like that. I like that. Yeah.
If I can't get him as a Green Lantern, I definitely want him as the new villain.
Yeah. Han, justice for Han.
Justice for Han.
Justice for Han.
The amount of articles that I've seen, even on like car blogs like Jalopnik, about bitching about that movie and how it's not actually Fast and Furious movie, and the tagline being justice for Han, like, that is a thing.
That's great.
Yeah. Yep.
I love that the car blogs give a shit about Han.
Well, of course. Why wouldn't you?
He's so good.
All right, Jamie. I think really that's it. I don't think we need to improve anything. It's fucking ridiculous shit, but I want new unnecessary cast members, and I think you go harder in the paint with the ridiculous people. I don't think you need to cast these actors with this gravitas.
Yeah.
Like I'm happy for Idris, but
he looks like he was having a good time.
He did look like he was having a good time.
Yeah.
But I find it funny also that they have everybody other than Dwayne for some reason needed to be in full sleeves all the time.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, they did. Everybody. Every villain, every bad guy, every throwaway bad guy, the gigantic bad guy who he took on in that hallway. Everybody is wearing a fucking... Dude is literally doing general maintenance under a dune buggy in the room wearing a fucking parka like it's Siberia.
Yeah, that's crazy. I didn't realize that. No,
it's not crazy. Dwayne wants to be the only one with those arms. That's it. Even Ryan Reynolds had to wear sleeves.
Ugh.
Like, he was allowed to flash a little chest, but not a little forearm.
What a very fragile ego. That surprises me.
We got like that half second of Idris without his shirt on, but only when they were showing his back getting sewn up. That's it.
Yeah. That...
Yeah, remember they even made mention about Statham being in a coat and it being 90 degrees?
Yeah.
Sorry, that's not true. All the Samoans were like half shirtless.
That's true, but they look doughy and he doesn't care.
Right.
Huh. What a fragile pebble-sized ego.
Really? Giganto weightlifting punchy boys have fragile egos?
Oh man. So yeah, I mean, I'm gonna watch whatever they put out next.
Yep. That's how this works.
Because it's fun. It's fun.
Yeah.
And it's and we managed to get a good crew together, which was pretty cool.
Yep.
Which
keep making more fun movies.
Which was unexpected.
Wow. Okay. All right. I'm not sure who we're throwing shade at, but okay.
No. It was last minute, so I wasn't expecting people to be like, "Oh yeah, I'm free." So the fact that we had like almost an entire row was pretty cool.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
Yeah. So I'll be here for Hobbs and Shaw 2 and Fast 9, and if they make a Han movie, I'm there.
That sounds like a plan.
All right. What the fuck was that?
I knocked something over. It's fine.
Whack.
Yeah.
Next week, I'm going to be on vacation.
Okay.
I'm not sure if we'll be able to record.
Where are you going on vacation, Jamie Noguchi?
We're going to South Carolina.
Ah, South Carolina.
We're going to North Carolina.
North Carolina. Where in North Carolina? Asheville?
Asheville, that's a word. Yes, Asheville.
Nice. Yeah, that we did an art flight show there and had an amazing time.
Yeah.
There's a ton of great foods there. We will have to have a discussion about foods before you go.
Yeah. So
best curry I've ever had in my life.
I don't know if we're going to be able to cast. If we do, it'll be short.
Nope. Cool.
But if not, we'll see you in 2 weeks.
I tell you what you do. Start posting up on Instagram of your trip and everything else like that. Follow us along. And you'll be able to catch up with us in our real world stuff. Everybody deserves a vacation, especially Jamie goddamn Noguchi. So that's what's going to happen.
I'm going to be drawing the entire time.
Yeah, I know. That's okay. You should get all the foods. Dude, the biscuits. Girl.
I mean, that's
them part biscuits.
We're going to get like a trough of biscuits and just bow, 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 bow.
Them bow, biscuits. Bow. Holy shit. Best sausage gravy. Oh.
Yeah.
Anyway,
now I'm hungry again. All right, Brandon Chalmers, where can people find you?
All on Instagram at that guy Chalmers.
And that's it.
That's it. No, that's it. That's where I'm posting. That's what's going on with me. It's a one stop shop of all things me. Nice. You want to see what's going on? That's what I'm doing.
Nice.
Where can they find you, Ben?
Jamie Noguchi on Instagram, Angry Zen Master on Twitter, various other places. Just put my name in places and you can see my shit.
Sounds good.
And yeah, that'll do it for this week. And we'll see you, I guess, in two.
Two and two?
Deuces.
Two and two. Two
and two. All right.
See you in two.
Later.
Bye.
Bye.